Saturday Live with Carol Dooley on Dublin's new place to relax.
Sunshine 106.8.
Now, how are you feeling? How are you feeling mentally? We all go through periods where we feel a bit down, a bit anxious. But wait until you hear the story that our next guest is going to share with you. I'm very happy to introduce Linda Culleton to you. Linda is from Meath. And Linda, you battled anxiety, which then turned into what I can only describe as acute and extreme OCD. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, take us back to the beginning. Where did this all begin? Where did it all start going wrong for you?
I had a period of time feeling very anxious. I was in a job that I didn't like. It wasn't for me. It wasn't just about the job. The role wasn't for me. And the anxiety kind of crept up really, really high. And I didn't deal with it. I was dealing with it like in terms of the normal way we deal with stress, go out and have a few drinks the weekend or, you know, the usual.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that crept into just getting so stressed, so anxious, not knowing where to turn, didn't want to do what I was doing, just was lost. And then I got then obsessive compulsive disorder from that.
And how did that manifest itself for you?
So there's different forms of OCD.
Yeah.
You know, with the washing hands.
Yes.
I suppose people know that one. It's quite common. For me, the obsessive thoughts was about harming family.
You harming your family?
Yeah.
Or your family being
me
harmed?
Me harming my family.
Really?
Yeah.
That must have been very scary.
Yeah, it was awful. It was really, really hard.
So what did you think you were going to do?
Any kind of harm, you know, just to have these thoughts, really irrational thoughts. And the more you have them, the more your anxiety gets really out of control.
And were you aware at the time, Linda, that there's something really wrong here? I'm having these thoughts. Maybe I'm going mad. Or did it seem that to you that they were almost, that you could almost justify them because
no,
of everything
I couldn't.
Else that was going on?
I really
on?
Couldn't. I thought I was definitely going mad. You know, I thought that I've lost actually control of myself because no one expects to ever think these kind of things. And I suppose because it is so frightening and you feel an awful lot of guilt because you love your family so much unconditionally, so it's so bizarre. And because it is such a bizarre thought, the guilt just escalates and then it becomes a vicious circle where your anxiety gets really high and the thought comes back again. It's just the form of the illness in itself.
So over what time period from when you started to suffer from anxiety did it actually seriously develop into this what seems like quite an extreme form of OCD?
Yeah, I'm not really sure the times of for anxiety. I suppose we all suffer from anxiety now and again, you know, with work and stuff. Maybe for about 3 years the anxiety would have been there, and then it really kicked off when I got the OCD. It soared, you know.
And while that was all going on, were you still able to live a kind of a semi-normal life? Were you still getting up and going to work?
I was, yeah, but it was affecting my work as well. There was days where I wouldn't have gone in. Yeah, it was pretty miserable, you know, because when these thoughts come in, I'm sure you understand that if it's something so irrational, it's going to create very low moods, and it's going to create a sense of withdrawing in yourself and various other like anxiety symptoms where I'd have a feeling of dread kind of running through me. Just, and I knew there were just anxiety, but it was kind of like it was with me all the time. The only time I got relief was when I was sleeping, you know. So that was for a period of time.
And were your family aware about what was going on with you? And were they aware then when it developed into the OCD about possibly or potentially harming them?
Yeah, well, they knew that I wasn't particularly happy in my life for a period of time with my role in my career. And but I kind of kept pushing myself anyway. You know, the way we kind of were conditioned a bit to think that when we do something in our life and a career, we kind of maybe should stay in that position.
What were you working at the time, if you don't mind me
saying? I was an accountant.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
but it
was
wasn't.
But still a certain amount of stress.
Yeah, but it wasn't. It was never the job, you know, or it was never the stress. It was just, it wasn't something for me. And I feel like
you were
I
like
knew
a square
that,
peg in a round hole.
I feel
really.
Like I knew that all along, but I kind of pushed myself that way anyway because it was kind of what I'd done in college. So, you know, the way we have this perception of what we should do. So then, yeah, I didn't tell them for a period of time. They knew kind of I was a bit anxious, but when the OCD came, I didn't tell anyone for a period of time because I was very guilty, you know. It's not something you want to turn around and say to anyone that, you know, you fear that you might harm them when you're taught that you just seem to, you're just trying to get rid of. And the more you try to get rid of it, the more your brain brings it back to it as being very important. So it's going to highlight it even more.
And what's the thought of harming your family? Did that come from some kind of control? Did you think on some level, if I harm my family, I'll be able to get my life back or I'll be able to get some control? Because I'm just trying to get my head
yeah.
around how you were feeling. You know,
I think a lot with OCD, it stems from a lot of fear. And to be honest, people that do suffer from OCD, even, you know, any type of fear, even the form of the obsessive thoughts, these people are the least likely people to harm anybody. And that's why it affects them so much, you know, because they can't just drop anything like this. It's very common that people might have a thought. People think weird and wacky things. And no one can be 100% sure of their thoughts every day. And if someone thinks a specific thought, they could be like, oh, that's just mad. I don't know why I'm thinking that. Maybe you watch some horror film or something and the next day it could flash into your mind. But with OCD, the illness is that it just attaches on and we can't let go. And we create it to be like a massive big thing in our life. That's why it causes such distress, you know.
It must have been absolutely horrendous for you.
Yeah, it was very tough. Yeah.
So what time frame are we talking about here? When was all this going on in your life, Linda?
So about the OCD came about 2 years ago. The anxiety was prior to that, you know.
And how long was the OCD going on for before you either had a light bulb moment that said something has to change here, or did somebody come to you and say, Linda, we think you're in trouble?
No, it was for myself. I realised there was something wrong, you know. I didn't feel myself. As I said, I kept it to myself for a period of time, but I just couldn't keep to myself any longer, you know. I was suffering.
Were you ever afraid of being alone with a member of your family in case you did actually do
something? I wasn't. I knew I wouldn't, but the feelings that came about, the physical and emotional feelings that it brought, it still made it very tough. My rational side was kicking in and saying, no, you're not going to do that, but I'd be constantly questioning it. So it was like having a little discussion about this, you know what I mean? Like 1 minute saying, no, you're not going to do it, and then the thought coming in and it just getting stronger, and then the physical emotions that it brought, anxiety and the feeling of dread and worry and just distress it caused overall, you know.
So what happened then, or when did it happen, and how did it happen that you made the decision yourself to, okay, enough of this, something has got to change here for the better?
Yeah, well, because I was getting quite upset over the whole issue, where I was getting very low moods, and, you know, I didn't want to be around people, and I just didn't feel myself, you know. So I went to a doctor and I, you know, told them about the issue, and they said, OK, well, you're going to have to try medication, you know, for this, especially for the anxiety, you know. So I got the medication, but I actually didn't take it. I just kept it at home. And it's kind of like a security blanket that, you know, I know it's there if things really get bad, where I feel really bad.
But it sounds to me like you were feeling quite bad. So why didn't you take it?
I don't know. I just felt like I'm going to try another way. There was just something in me that was... Look, I was very close over and over again. Like, I was tempted. But I just was trying to think to myself, you know what, I'm just going to see if there's another way.
Okay. And in the meantime, while you had the medication at home that you weren't taking, were your symptoms getting worse? Were they staying the same? What was going on with
them? They were the same. Yeah, probably getting worse at this stage. Then I went to a psychologist, and I suppose anyone knows that they went to kind of therapy or anything. You might go through a few psychologists until you get the one where you feel like you can relate to, you know. So I went to a few psychologists, and I got the education behind the thoughts. So I got the CBT, cognitive behavioural therapy. So I got the education when this thought came into my mind, what was actually happening. The adrenaline was being released in my body, which was causing the anxiety, these physical symptoms, you know. So I knew the education behind it, but when it did happen, it didn't ease the suffering and the pain that came with them. So I did have good days, and it was kind of coming and going. So my search was still going on. So I went to see healers, and I was kind of open to anything that was going to willing, you know, that's going to try and give me some relief.
Okay, all right. Stay with us for the moment, Linda. We're chatting here on Saturday Live on Sunshine to Linda Colliton. You did find something, you did overcome it, not just to overcome it, but actually you forged a brand new career for yourself, and we'll find out more next.